starting the fourth quarter, 56-10 the score now. Cake up over Skagway. Jensen has it at the top of the key, gets it over to Rao. Down low to Larman. Her shot up, no good, just off the front of the rim. Ball comes down. Cake has it now. Kadake, she's going to try a three-point bomb. She's going to miss a three-point bomb. Rebounded by Louise Kadake and pulled down by Rao. Hannah Rao with the rebound. Jensen now with the ball in the forecourt. And over to Tillook. Tries to pass it into the interior, but that pass was not there. It was stolen. And Davis takes it the length of the court for an easy lay-in for Cake. And we've seen a lot of easy lay-in breakouts for Cake tonight on tough passes from Skagway. Skagway's trying to work the ball into the interior, but if the pass isn't there, you got to fake it and go somewhere else. Now we got Rao to Rao. And Delaney Rao stuck with the ball down low. And a three-second violation is called. She didn't get this shot up quite quick enough, but it was a nice interior pass. From McKenna down low to Delaney Rao. Now, Cake has the ball. Top of the key. Kadake has it. Over in the corner to Billy. Billy's shot no good. Rebounded by Cake's Aceveda. Aceveda gets her own rebound after that miss. Puts up another shot. No good. Rebound comes down to McKenna Rao. Jensen now with the ball in the middle of the court. She picks up her dribble. Passes it over to the right to Tillook. Tillook makes a couple of fakes. And just gave the defense from Cake enough time to step in and steal the chest pass. Length of the court for Davis. And another bucket for Cake. 60-10 the score with just over 6 minutes left to play in the game. Jensen launches up a three-point bomb. No good. And Mocha Larman comes down with a rebound deep into the corner. She gets it over to Tillook. Tillook's trapped there in the corner. Tries to get rid of it, but it is stolen away from her by Kadake. And a breakout up the court. Length of the floor pass to Davis for the easy lay-in for Davis. 62-10 now the score. Cake up over Skagway. Skagway got to defend against those breakouts. Got to get players back on defense. Another steal by Davis. Davis this time looks to pass. Gets the ball over to Kadake, and Louise Kadake puts in two of her own. A two-on-one fast break opportunity executed beautifully by the Cake T-Birds. Jensen's got the ball now. Top of the key, has picked up her dribble. She needs to get bailed out. Somebody's got to come and help her, and Rao does. Rao tries to pass the ball down to her twin sister, unable to connect. And Davis steps in, picks off the pass, takes it the length of the floor, and lays it in. They need to stop Davis. 66-10 now with under 5 minutes to play in the game. Jensen's got the ball. Top of the key, gets it down low to Rao. Rao's shot, no good, off of the side of the backboard. Delaney Rao, good effort, no good, and Davis has the ball now up on the left-hand side of the court. Gets it back over on the other side to Billy. Billy's going to shoot a shot from the elbow. Knocks down that 10-foot jumper off glass, and the crowd goes crazy. 68-10. The player who doesn't apparently get that many good looks. Delaney Rao in the interior, gets a nice entry pass, unable to knock it down. Just missed her shot, and the rebound pulled down by Cake. We're going to have some more substitutions for Cake. 4:13 left to go in the game. 68-10 is the score, and the officials will not let the clock run here. The mercy rule of this time. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't, and I'm not sure exactly how that goes, but this time they don't. So 68-10 is the score, and Skagway's got to find an answer for their entry passes being stolen and taken the length of the court and laid in easily. They've got to find some way to stop that from happening. The score is just getting run up by Cake at this point because of that. So they've got to look to make crisp interior passes, use the bounce pass. Ball fakes are always good. And they need to figure out a way to get the ball into the interior to get those good looks. And that's what they're trying to do. They just haven't quite figured out how to do it yet. But they're working at it. We've seen a couple of flashes of brilliance from these Skagway Panthers. And hopefully we'll see more of them as time goes along. Certainly as years develop these Skagway kids are going to be better and better as they play, stay together and play together as a unit. Cake has the ball now. It is Ashenfelter with the ball up at the top of the key. Not a whole lot of movement, but she passes the ball over to the left to Billy. Billy's shot misses badly. Rebound pulled down by Kadake. Her shot misses. Jensen had the rebound for a second. Lost it to Ashenfelter. Ashenfelter traveled. No bucket. Ashenfelter traveled. And Skagway has the ball. If they look to attack now, they've got Cake kind of not paying attention, but they did not attack quick enough. Larman has the ball over on the right-hand side. Dribble drive. Loses the ball out of bounds. Ball's going to go back to Cake. Benham inbounds to Ashenfelter. Ashenfelter will bring the ball up the court for Cake. 3:40 left to go in this game here. They're trying to get Billy a shot. And the ball is nearly stolen by Jensen. Picked back up by Billy. Ashenfelter gets the ball. Quick pass down low to Louise Kadake for the easy lay-in. 70-10 now the score. Cake up over Skagway. They are ranked number one in the state in Division 4A in Alaska, and they are showing why tonight. Any round tries to get up a shot. No good. Rebound taken by Ashenfelter. Her long court dribble was effective, but she was unable to lay it in. And the rebound came down to McKenna Rao, and she is fouled on the play by Chandler Kadake. So McKenna Rao about to inbound the basketball with 2:47 left to go in the game. And she gets it into Jensen. Jensen's going to work it over the half court. Works it over to the right side to Larman. Larman looks, tries to throw it under the interior, but another pass stolen by Cake, and Ashenfelter takes it the length of the court and lays it in for another bucket for Ashenfelter. They're kind of padding their stats right now, Cake is, but when you get the fast break, you got to take it, right? Skagway's pass from Jensen to Rao goes out of bounds off the hands of Delaney Rao. Ball goes back over to Cake. Kadake kind of just dribbling up at the top of the key. Gets it over to Billy. Looking for Billy to shoot. Billy shoots. Billy misses. Rebound comes down to Louise Kadake. And Louise Kadake knocks it down. That's Tanisha Billy. They're trying to get a lot of shots for her right now. Jensen now, top of the key, picks up her dribble, gets it over to Mocha Larman. Mocha Larman gets it down to Taluk. Taluk wants to get it into the interior, spins again. All hands all over, unable to get away, but finally does. Ball gets over to Larman. Larman gets it over to Jensen. Jensen's cross-court pass, ineffective, picked off by Ashenfelter, taking the length of the court and laid in for two. 76-10 now the score. Skagway trailing to Cake. Jensen has the ball now over on the right-hand side to Mocha Larman. Mocha Larman looking to try and get it back over to Jensen and throws it away. Picked off this time by Chandler Kadake. Her full length of the court run and layup attempt. No good, but she gets her own rebound. Tries again. Shot up. Nobody goes after the ball, so the ball goes back to Cake. Benham now with an 18-foot jumper off the front of the rim, and Jensen with a rebound off the floor. Now we got a breakout. Mocha Larman's wide open. And she just misses her layup as defensive pressure mounts. But Cake tries to throw another long pass. Jensen gets in the way. Jensen trying to steal the ball from Kadake. Kadake with a couple of spins. Nice move by Kadake. And Rao comes in and rips the rebound down. Delaney Rao came in. Strong rebound by Rao. Jensen has the ball on the right-hand side of the court. Works it over to Mocha Larman. Mocha Larman not really in a position to shoot there as she was about 28 feet. And then as her entry pass tries to get in, it's stolen by Benham. Benham takes the length of the court and lays it in. The inbounds pass right to Benham. She takes it and lays it in. 80-10 will be the final score from Duane Davies Gym in Cake, Alaska. Both Skagway squads outgunned today by these Cake basketball teams.